Welcome to the news with NTTV. It's Tuesday, March 12th. In today's episode, Haryana gets a new chief minister amid split between BJP and Dushyant Chautala's JJP. Opposition leaders slam center's CAA notification move, India versus China on PM Modi's Arunachal visit, and Israeli attacks in Gaza kill 67 on the first day of Ramadan. First up, Nayab Singh Saini is Haryana's new chief minister, sworn in hours after his predecessor, senior BJP leader Manohar Lal Khattar, and the entire cabinet stepped down. In a replay of Bihar's political Game of Thrones, a new swearing-in took place hours after the chief minister's resignation. However, with one key difference. The former chief minister handed over the wheels to a new face, Kurukshetra MP Nayab Singh Saini, who is an OBC leader elevated to the BJP Haryana president position last year. Currently, in the 90-member Haryana Assembly, the BJP has 41 MLAs while the Congress has 30. 10 belong to JJP and there are 7 independents apart from an MLA each of the INLD and Haryana Lokhit Party. It is reported that the BJP will bring in the independent MLAs to restore its government strength in the State Assembly. 5 JJP MLAs are rumoured to switch over to the BJP as well. It is likely that the Dushyant Chautala-led Jananayak Janata Party parted ways from the alliance due to a discord over Lok Sabha seat sharing. JJP leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala met with BJP President JP Nadda on Monday. Sources suggest Mr. Chautala was informed that his party will not be getting any seats in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Haryana has 10 Lok Sabha seats. And next, a day after the centre notified implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act rules or CAA, the Kerala-based Indian Union Muslim League approached the Supreme Court today to challenge the move. The party has sought a pause on the implementation of the law, calling it unconstitutional and discriminatory against the Muslim community. The CAA, introduced by the Narendra Modi government and passed by the Parliament in 2019, aims to provide Indian citizenship to persecuted non-Muslim migrants, including Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, Buddhists, Parsis and Christians, who migrated from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan and arrived in India before December 31st, 2014. Opposition parties have raised doubts on the intent of the BJP-led government, questioning the timing of the notification so close to the Lok Sabha elections. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of trying to create unrest and said yesterday's announcement is a Ludo move. Addressing an administrative meeting at Bengal's Habra, the Trinamool chief alleged a conspiracy to snatch away citizenship rights and said she doubts the legality of the law. She said, and I quote, "There is no clarity. It is a misleading campaign. BJP leaders say CAA gives you rights. But the moment you apply for citizenship, you become illegal migrants and you will lose your rights. You will lose your rights and be taken to detention camps. Please think before you apply," unquote. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said that the decision to notify the rules just before the elections is designed to polarize the elections. He further said that the delayed notification of CAA is an attempt to manage the headlines after the Supreme Court's order on electoral bonds. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also dismissed the CAA as divisive and bereft of any use and asserted that it will not be implemented in the state. Other top opposition leaders, including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav have also expressed strong opposition to the move. The government has said the CAA will help minorities from Muslim-dominated countries get citizenship if they fled due to religious persecution. However, critics say it is designed to discriminate against Muslims and violate secular principles of the Constitution. And next, India Today strongly rejected China's objection to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent visit to Arunachal Pradesh and asserted that the state was, is and always will be integral and inalienable part of India. This comes a day after China lodged a diplomatic complaint with India against the Prime Minister's plan to visit the border state and reiterated its claim over the region by saying India's move will, quote, "only complicate the unresolved boundary question," unquote. In a media briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said, and I quote, China strongly deplores and firmly opposes the Indian leader's visit to the east section of the China-India boundary. We have made solemn representations to India, unquote. Refuting the comments, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Indian leaders visit Arunachal Pradesh from time to time, as they visit any other states of India. Objecting to such visits or India's developmental projects does not stand to reason. Further, it will not change the reality that the state of Arunachal Pradesh was, is, and will always be integral and inalienable part of India. Meanwhile, India also raised concerns about, quote, disguised votes in the United Nations, which appeared to be an attack on China. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ruchira Kamboj, spoke against the countries that use their veto powers to stop evidence-based terrorist listings. At the United Nations Security Council, they are not bound to provide reasons to disagree. China had effectively blocked a proposal to deem Sajid Mir a global terrorist who is associated with Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba. For a proposal to be adopted by the UNSC, it needs a consensus from all member states. Ms. Kamboj said, and I quote, We can no longer hide behind the smokescreen of the intergovernmental negotiations by delivering entrenched national positions in a process which has no time frame and no text, unquote. Breaking from breaking news, astronomy enthusiasts may want to keep an eye out on the night sky in the coming weeks, as the Devil's Comet, which is larger than the Mount Everest, could be visible to the naked eye as it passes by the Earth soon. Similar to Halley's Comet, this body, officially named 2P Pons Brooks, is a cold volcanic planet which comes around once every 71 years or so. It will mostly be visible to the people in UK, but for astronomy fans in other locations, astronomer Gianluca Masi will have a live stream of the view on March 13th. Now back to news. At least 9 people were killed when Israeli forces targeted aid seekers in Gaza again, adding up to 67 deaths on the first day of Ramadan, Al Jazeera reported. This is not the first attack on aid seekers in Gaza. On February 29th, the Israeli forces had opened fire on displaced people, seeking food and other aid, killing 118 and leaving over 700 injured. Despite Qatar, United States of America and Egypt's hope to broker a ceasefire ahead of Ramadan, Palestinians in Gaza began fasting on Monday for the holy month amid a serious humanitarian crisis. 5 months of war have forced around 80% of Gaza's 2.3 million people from their homes and pushed hundreds of thousands to the brink of famine. According to the health ministry in Gaza, the current death toll is 31,112, and it claims over 70% of the deaths are women and children. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday he was appalled by conflict continuing in Gaza despite the start of Ramadan. Speaking after the failure of attempts to negotiate a ceasefire, Guterres called for silencing the guns in Gaza and warned that hunger and malnutrition are taking hold. Israel's mounting attack on Gaza on refugees and aid seekers, which it claims is to eliminate Hamas, has one of its strongest allies in a fix. US President Joe Biden has been extremely vocal in his support for Israel. But this month, he called out Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's lack of effort to minimize casualties. He had also called for a ceasefire during Ramadan. And lastly, some good news for cricket fans, especially Rishabh Pant fans. The wicketkeeper slash batter is set to make a comeback after his horrific car crash on New Year's Eve last year, which left him severely injured. The visuals from the crash had fans wondering if he would ever be back to normal again. But after multiple surgeries and 14 months of recovery, the BCCI has declared Pant fit again, greenlighting his entry back to cricket with Indian Premier League 2024. The 26-year-old will lead Delhi Capitals during the season, replacing David Warner, who captained the team in his absence last year. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti signing off.